along. At the risk of generalizing, I would say that the basic problem can be summarized as follows. What women want is to be loved, to be listened to be desired, to be respected, to be needed, to be trusted, and sometimes just to be held. What men want is tickets for the World Series. So we can see that men and women do not have exactly the same objectives in mind, which is why, as a rule, the only time you see two people of the opposite sex who have achieved true long-term stability in a marriage is when at least one of them is in a coma. This is strange when you think about it. I mean, look around at the other species. Most of them are much more stupid than humans are, not counting humans who pay to watch automobile races, yet they have their male-female relationships all worked out. Take squids. Squids may have little tiny brains, but they know exactly how to have relationships. The female squid goes into heat at exactly the right time, and all the male squids come around and wave their tentacles in exactly the most attractive way, and she picks out the one with the biggest suckers or whatever, and they mate. And they know exactly how to mate, the same way that squids have been mating for 46 million years, without any kind of formal instruction whatsoever. Wouldn't that be great? I don't mean having sex with a squid. I don't recommend that unless you get truly desperate. I mean having everything all worked out between the sexes. Having a procedure where everybody knew what to do and what to expect, and nobody ever felt guilty or inadequate. Yet here we are, humans, the most sophisticated species on Earth. We've evolved over the course of millions of years to the point where many of us have satellite dishes on our lawns. And yet, in terms of our relationships, we have less savvy than invertebrates. People say, well, if you want a marriage to succeed, you have to work at it. And I say, why? It isn't fair. The other species don't have to work at it. They don't even have to think about it. Can you imagine a female snake agonizing about why a male snake never pays attention to her? Or a male cockroach nervously asking a female after sex if it was good for her? Of course you can't. Cockroaches can't talk, but you know what I mean. I mean, we have a problem here. To date, the efforts to solve this problem have consisted mainly of articles in women's magazines, the ones that always have the following general lineup of articles. 21 fun drapery possibilities. 5 common mascara blunders. 10 quick and easy mayonnaise-based entrees. 147 weight loss ideas. 14 ways to tell if your child is shooting up. These articles are fine, except for one thing. Men don't read them. Men read the sports section, or action-adventure novels where the main characters are males who primarily relate to each other via automatic weapons. True, sometimes there are women in these novels, but only for the purpose of having firm breasts. Clearly what is needed is something that could bring the sexes together. Something that could help them reach some common ground by means of a straightforward, common-sense discussion of all aspects of finding the right mate, falling in love with this person, getting married, and living happily ever after. This was exactly my goal when I set out to do this tape. Unfortunately, as you'll hear, I failed completely. But what the hell? You already bought the tape, so you might as well listen to it. First, however, a thoughtful word of advice before you get started. You cannot have a successful relationship just by listening to this program. For a relationship to succeed, both parties must be willing to work. Work, work, work. That's the key. Endless, constant, extremely difficult, unpaid work. More work than is involved in the construction of major bridges and tunnels. I'm getting very tired just thinking about it. Also, there will be hard times along the way. Awful times. Terrible, horrible times. That is why this tape includes helpful advice such as adding Zip to your sex life via Saran Wrap and other common household products, and also how to recognize the warning signs that your spouse is having an affair and what kind of gun you should buy. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. First, you have to meet somebody. So let's explore the vital issue of how to find somebody to go on dates with and eventually get married to who is not a total jerk. In getting into the field of marriage, one very important decision you must make is who exactly will be your spouse. I'm not saying this is the most important decision. It is certainly not as important as selecting the right wedding caterer, but you should definitely give it some thought. To know where to look for a marriage partner, you need to know what kind of person you want. For example, if you want to meet a person who likes to bowl, you would go to a bowling alley.